Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
If you're just tuning in for today's Second Date Update, Curtis is on the phone with us. He wants to call a girl named Hallie today. They met online, went to a bar shortly before they went to a movie, and then 5 minutes into the movie, his date said she had to go to the bathroom, and then she disappeared, and he hasn't heard a word from her since. Curtis, you on the phone?
I'm here.
All right, man. We're about to call her. You know what I think happened, okay? Because you're saying maybe she had a family emergency or something and had to leave. I think that maybe you should have waited longer at the movie theater because maybe she went into another theater and was actually watching that movie, probably looking for you. Like, oh my God, he ditched me.
Do you really think that's what could have happened?
No, I don't think that's what happened. I think she ditched you, Curtis. But we're going to call her now and find out.
You guys don't know her, obviously. She's cool. She wouldn't do that.
Okay. Well, Curtis, we're going to call her right now and find out exactly what happened, okay?
Curtis, I'm worried about you. Are you going to be able to handle some bad news?
He's too nice.
Yeah, I'm going to be fine. Okay. I'm telling you, you're not giving her enough credit.
If you think
all right,
so.
Curtis, I'm going to dial the phone number right now and see if we can get her on the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Hallie, please?
Who is this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. I was looking for Hallie.
Why do you want to speak with her?
I just have a couple questions for her. Is this Hallie?
Why do you want to know?
I have something interesting to talk to Hallie about. Do you know Hallie?
Something interesting to talk about?
Yes. I'm calling from a morning radio show, and I recently received an email about a girl named Hallie, and this is the phone number that I have for her, so.
You received an email?
Yes. Do you know Hallie, first of all?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'm Hallie.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. I'm glad we could figure that out. Listen, I got an email about you from one of our listeners, and I wanted to steal just a few minutes of your time, if you have a second.
Okay, who is it from?
His name is Curtis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Curtis emailed us because he said you guys went out on a date, and you sort of ditched out in the middle of it. Like, he said you guys went to the movies, and then he said you were going to the bathroom and then just took off, and he hasn't been able to get a hold of you ever since. So he asked if we could maybe get you on the phone and find out why you left the date.
Well, I mean, sometimes things like that happen.
What?
I mean, when
not really. That
no,
doesn't happen
don't.
A whole lot. Did you ditch him on your date?
It's a little more complicated than that.
I don't think it is. If you leave 5 minutes into a movie, that is ditching someone.
Okay, but you don't know the whole story.
Well, would you mind telling us the whole story?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of weird telling this to someone I've never met before.
I know. I can understand that. But imagine this. Imagine if you went on a date with somebody and then they just ditched you in the middle of the date. You'd probably be wondering what you did wrong, right?
No, not really.
Okay, well, a lot of people would be wondering, and Curtis has been racking his brain trying to figure out why you left the date. Can you give us any information to tell us if he screwed up or if he said something weird or if he acted weird, anything?
He definitely acted weird.
I mean, he's not used to dating. Just because you go out with somebody who's, you know, maybe nervous doesn't mean you should ditch him.
I don't know if he was nervous. He just doesn't know how to act in social situations.
What? I'll tell you this, Hallie. We talked to him a little bit about your date, and he sounds like a nice guy. He just sounds a little bit awkward.
Yeah, he was very awkward.
Okay. Well, what did he do specifically that was awkward?
Where do I start?
Just at the beginning would be great.
So we were supposed to meet up in a bar and then go to a movie. Uh-huh. So I showed up, and right off the bat, it was clear that he probably had a couple drinks before I got there. So I saw him across the way, and then he saw me, and he shouts clear across the bar, "Hey!"
So he
was probably excited to see you.
Yeah, big deal.
That's a little weird.
Okay, fine. Maybe you give him a pass on that. But then I sit down, and he took it upon himself to order me a drink.
Like he didn't ask what you wanted, he just ordered it for you?
No, it was like, what would m'lady like? And not even like, it's like, I know what m'lady would like.
M'lady.
And orders me a drink. And he ordered himself another one. And when the drinks came to the table, he busted out like this Lord of the Rings Gollum impersonation, calling his drink my precious, and like grasping it to his chest.
Had you guys bonded over Lord of the Rings before? He said
no,
you guys talked about
it. Not at all. I mean, I guess he had mentioned he likes sci-fi, but this is really weird.
But come on, he's a little dorky. That doesn't give you a right to just ditch somebody.
Okay, well, that was dorky. But then from that, he started talking about space and how amazing space is and how he just loves it and the idea of being weightless in space and being able to see the world from afar and floating there. And wouldn't it be amazing to have sex in space?
Oh, no!
I agree with him. It probably would be pretty interesting to have sex in space.
Never thought about it.
Well, that's
yeah,
how it
I do.
With no gravity.
That didn't interest you at all when he brought that up?
I had known the guy for like 20 minutes. It was weird.
What was your reaction when he asked about having sex in space?
I said, yeah, that sounds really cool. Great.
Awesome.
Poor guy.
What do you say to that?
Well, why didn't you just make an excuse why you had to leave then?
Well, I was thinking maybe it'll get better. I'll go to the movie with them. But then when we sat down, I realized that he had chosen a sci-fi movie, and
of course,
God only knows what that would have brought up with them.
So you just decided to call it quits right then and there, huh?
I couldn't see myself sitting there for 2 hours while he geeked out over the sci-fi movie. He was nice enough. I'm sure there's someone out there for him, but it's not me.
Aww.
And you don't feel like you should have responded to him at all, just to say, hey, sorry, I'm just...
No. I mean, I know it sounds bad, but no.
All right, well, you've actually kind of already told him, though, because he is on the other line listening to this conversation right now and wants to talk to you.
He's on the phone right now.
Yes, he is. Curtis?
Yeah, I'm here.
Aww.
Say hi to Hallie.
Hi, Hallie.
Hi, Curtis.
So you didn't have anything going on with your family at all? I thought you had a family emergency or something.
No, everyone in my family is fine.
I just can't understand someone not responding when someone asks if your family's okay. That's just so strange to me. I don't know.
That's strange to you. Everything that
yeah.
night was strange to me.
Well, you could have fooled me. You seemed like you were having a great time.
Really?
You know, my friends all really like my Gollum impression, so I don't know what that's about.
My precious.
I mean, I think it's strong. It's not the best, but it's strong. I don't understand the hate on that.
I think it's funny, Curtis.
Oh, my God. Hallie, he's adorable.
Hello, my precious.
I mean, how does she not find that endearing?
No idea, brother.
I really honestly don't know. I mean, Hallie, he's cute. He's funny.
It was bizarre. I mean, he was sitting in the middle of a bar, a crowded bar, and he's doing this impersonation. It wasn't just the voice. He, like,
embodied the character.
Crouching
down and hovering over his drink.
He was just committed to his impression, Hallie.
I don't think I should have to defend my Lord of the Rings impression. I mean, I don't understand. I don't know where that's coming from.
I'm not asking you to defend it. I just don't have to be around for it.
So because I did a Gollum impression to try to be funny for you, like, you won't go out with me again?
Curtis, it wasn't just that. What was all the sex and space stuff?
Yeah, dude.
I find the universe very interesting, and it came up in our conversation.
No, it didn't. That's the thing, it didn't.
Well, it takes two to have a conversation, so obviously it did. You don't think it's interesting at all, having sex in space?
I don't know what to say right now.
You know what, Hallie, though? I would love to ask if you'll go on a second date with Curtis. We will pay for it.
No.
Are you positive?
I'm positive.
Oh, man.
Positive.
I guess some girls just aren't into sci-fi and humor, but that's her loss.
Yeah, it is, Curtis. You know what, Curtis? You'll be all right. You'll find somebody who's more your speed, man.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not going to let this discourage me. I mean, there's a lot of fish in the seas.
Yeah, there is. And in the meantime, if you want to get together and talk about the sex and space thing, I'd be totally interested in having that conversation with you.
It sounds cool, right?
Yeah, it does. Really cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.